You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We thank the Lord Jesus for chance to meet together as a family today, one more time to pray. Built up in Christ. Today we are focusing our prayer on Thanksgiving that reveals God's glory. It is Glorious Friday. We give God praise to have this opportunity to gather one more time, when to even to see another Friday in another week. It's just by the mercies of God, we don't take it for granted. Psalm 50 verse 23, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Wow. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Today, God's word is coming for all of us. And whichever way it comes to us, we have to receive it, accept it, and change. Because clearly, this scripture is dealing with a mouth problem. About what we say with our lips, or what comes out of our lips. And Jesus has said that it is not what goeth into a man that defiles him, but what comes out of him. What we say, the Lord have mercy upon us all. And you say we'll be judged by everything that we say. Today we are in trouble. Trouble for good, or the right kind of trouble. We must change. The Lord help us all in the name of Jesus. That thanksgiving is what is required from our lips. Not curses. Not insults. Vain promises. Exaggerations. What are some of the wrong words that we have studied at Glow? Complaining, complaints, boasting, accusations. Not all these wrong words. What is required from our lips? Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. The Lord help us to praise the Lord in every situation.
Amen.
It's Glorious Friday. We want to experience God's glory. We learned last week about what glory is. Doxa. Kabod from the Hebrew. Doxa from Greek. Weight. Anna. Beauty. We learned all these. To experience all these. In summary, the presence of God being made manifest constantly, or the activated presence of God in our lives constantly. Praise should constantly be on our lips. When we are constantly praiseful, we will constantly experience the glory of God. And or the glory of God will constantly be made manifest in our lives. Because praise brings glory unto the Lord. He is fearful in praise. And to him that uttereth his conversation aright, I will show the salvation of God. That is to say that if our lips will not depart from praise, if our lips will rather move away from complaints, wrong confessions, and our lips will constantly dwell on praising the Lord, the salvation of God will constantly experience. Salvation is from economic hardships, from enemy schemes of the enemy. And all we have to do is just do this. Constantly praise the Lord. We are at the beginning of the year. I am fully convinced that 2026 will be the best year ever in your life because of the shift from any other thing but to praise and the experiencing of the manifested glory of God in your life because of the key of praise. The key of praise. Your life can never be the same again. Even as you are just hearing these words, hearing the word of God, I see change written all over you, change from the inside out. As you are deciding right now that from this day onwards, I will let my lips rather be full of praise and never complain, murmur, grumble, and or any other thing, but praising the Lord. We thank God for the miracles already happening in the name of Jesus. Amen. And Hebrews 13:15, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So you see the key phrase there, continually, the offering of praise must be continual, daily basis. It must be a habit. The Lord help us that every situation will place praise on it in the name of Jesus. And we are praying, Father in heaven, teach me to continually offer a sacrifice of praise to you in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Jesus, Father in the name of Jesus, teach me to offer continually a sacrifice of praise in the name of Jesus. God, is it true that the sacrifice of praise continues through the lives, even thanks to your name, Father,
in the name of Jesus. In every situation, to continually
praise and thanksgiving at all times, at all times, at all times, at all times, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are praying our second prayer, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Father in heaven, let my life shine through good works so others can glorify you in Jesus' name. So our good works are a way of bringing praise to the Lord. When people see our good works, they give the glory to our Father who is in heaven. So we are praying right now. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Father in heaven, let my light shine. Let my life shine through good works. Let my life shine through good works. Jesus
Christ.
Let my life shine through good works. So others can glorify you in Jesus' name. We are praying our last prayer, Psalm 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good and for his mercy endureth forever. So for God's mercy alone, even if not for anything, his mercies alone, we ought to give thanks unto the Lord forever. Forever doesn't mean that only in the morning. No. Forever, every time, without end, we must give thanks unto the Lord because he is good. He is the only one who can be called good. He is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Let's lift up our voice in prayer. Father in heaven, keep my heart overflowing with thanks for your enduring mercy in Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your voice. As you see the prayer on your screen, pray in the name of Jesus. According to Psalm 107, verse 1, keep my heart overflowing with thanks for your enduring mercies, O Lord. For your enduring mercies, O Lord. For your mercies endure forever. Teach me, Lord. Grant me the grace to constantly give thanks unto you in the name of Jesus. For my heart to be overflowing with thanks at every time and every moment. In Jesus. To have our thanks accepted by our Father in heaven is first starts with a relationship. How do you thank a God that you don't have any relationship with? And the relationship with our Father in heaven comes through his Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us on the third day. He rose up again, and today is seated at the right hand of the Father, that is our Father in heaven. And he daily maketh intercession for everyone who has the seal of Jesus on that person. Who are those? Those who have believed, that they've believed in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and accepted him as their Savior. So just say this short prayer after me today. If you want Jesus to be the Lord over your life, to have access to eternal life. Lord Jesus, I come before you as a sinner. Please have mercy upon me. And Lord, from this day forward, please forgive me of all my sins and take me as your own. Please be my Lord, be my Savior. Translate me from the kingdom of darkness into your kingdom and grant me the grace by your Holy Spirit to live a life that is pleasing to you alone, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
And your name calls us in. I sit down, Kenya, Kopo. I'll sit down.
give your life to Christ in this service, contact us by email, info@glowmusicministry.com, or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.